I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company returns to the Buskirk Cholmondeley Theater this holiday season with A Christmas Carol. It's a new adaptation by Karen Louise Hebden of Dickens' Christmas Carol. Productions December 17th through the 26th. Our guests include Rick Peoples, who plays Ebenezer Scrooge, and one of the two people who plays Tiny Tim. We'll be talking just a little later to our special guest, Nathaniel Cox Thurmond. Rick, thanks very, very much for joining us. First time you've ever played Ebenezer Scrooge?
Absolutely, and it's a real pleasure. I've been approached a number of times about it, but for some reason it just never hit me. And then when Randy White, the artistic director here, called me into audition, as I was preparing the audition, I realized it's a really, really great role for me. So I've been having a great time playing it.
Now, one of the things about this particular adaptation is that that they've worked out a little bit of a way to get a little more of Charles Dickens' great words in by having you actually sort of step in and out of character.
Yes, it's what we call a small cast adaptation because I play Scrooge the whole time. I'm always Scrooge in the show, but the eight speaking adult actors trade off all the other characters in the play. And so they're all playing multiple roles at different times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it enables us to pick up some of the smaller characters that sometimes get cut out of larger adaptations, ironically enough. So you're going to hear some things that maybe you don't usually hear unless you're really familiar with a novella in this production. Well, another thing we get, I think, in this adaptation, to my way of thinking, is a lot more of Dickens' sort of wry humor. You know, when you read the story, there's a little bit of a wink and a nod at times in his writing. And sometimes you lose that in the big stage productions.
At the same time, have they preserved a little bit of the scary?
Oh, very much so. You know, it's a ghost story. It's a ghost story, so it has its darker elements, like any good fairy tale.
Talking with Rick Peoples, who plays Scrooge in the Cardinal Stage Company's production. One thing we're promised is a trove of old English carols.
Yes, carols that people are familiar with, of course, like Deck the Halls and God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and Silent Night and so forth. But then there are also a number of traditional British carols and Welsh carols and Irish carols that we're not so much used to hearing.
So not only do we get the wry humor, we get the scary, and we get more carols?
Oh, yeah, lots of music. It seems like half the time in rehearsal we're working on music.
Our special guest is Nathaniel Cox Thurmond, and he's alternating with Riley Paulin in the role of Tiny Tim. Nathaniel, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I am 7 years, 8 years old.
Just turned 8?
Uh-huh.
No kidding. Kind of getting used to the advanced age?
Sure.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Bloomington Montessori.
Have you been in some other shows?
This is pretty much my first one.
Tell us a little bit about playing somebody who is supposed to be kind of sickly. What do you do?
Well, I have a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
And
that about does it in terms of kind of giving people the idea that Tiny Tim has some problems, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed working with the cast?
Yeah, they're really fun.
How much trouble do you have memorizing all the lines?
Well, it's not that much trouble.
I see another Cox Thurmond in the cast, somebody named Adrian. Now, is he a little older?
Yes, he is 4 years older than me.
Has Adrian given you a little help or a little grief?
He's helping me.
Uh-huh. Are you getting to sing in this production?
Yes, I get to sing a whole lot.
Do you like singing in addition to acting?
Yeah.
So what's your best line in the show?
God bless us, everyone.
Nathaniel Cox Thurmond, the person who plays Tiny Tim, and Rick Peoples, the Scrooge for the show. They're part of the cast of the Cardinal Stage Company's adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Production dates December 17th through the 26th in the Buskirk Cholmondeley Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.